and now your say. As always, we love your emails and comments to our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. Today, your thoughts about how to design our way into beautiful and sustainable cities. Stephen Coates, a regular writer to By Design, comments on our discussion about designing Paris. What I have observed during my few visits to Paris is that the city centre, replete with its beautiful stone buildings, many built during the reign of Haussmann, is largely intact. But why Paris has developed as it has is probably helped by not being governed by 43 little local governments with 43 building codes, 43 planning departments, 43 parks departments, etc., as is the case in Sydney, for example. Paul Burton comments, "There have been two very different middle-class solutions to the problem of achieving a degree of distance from the troublesome urban poor. The English solution of moving to the edge of cities and building respectable suburbs, and the French solution of banishing the poor to urban fringes. In Australia, we embraced the English solution with relish and now struggle to accept French approaches, such as that put forward by Melbourne City's architect Rob Adams, for example, who wants to bring people back to the inner city. Can we afford to wait another 200 years to realise that the English-style suburb no longer offers any of the virtues it once did?" Well, Paul Burton, whom we've just heard from, is Professor of Urban Management and Planning and Deputy Director of the Urban Research Programme at Griffith University. And we've invited him on to By Design to expand on and share his ideas with you in a couple of weeks. And finally, in Your Say today, Dr. Steve Douglas from ANU writes in response to our discussion about the Chelsea Flower Show, held annually in London, where this year one of the gold medalists was the team from Melbourne's Botanic Gardens. "I was surprised to hear about the Melbourne Botanic Gardens entry in the Chelsea Flower Show, because whilst Australian plants were featured, threatened plants were included, yet nobody mentioned that climate change is one of the greatest threats to these species. The Chelsea Flower Show, like many similar events, can have a huge carbon footprint. The Australian entry's footprint would be massive, given the volume of material shipped, the heating required for the hothouse, and the seemingly vast air miles racked up by staff. And for what? Why would we want to promote the use of Australian ornamental plants in the gardens of other parts of the world? Isn't this akin to acclimatisationism?" And that's Your Say. You can join the discussion online at abc.net.au/rn/bydesign.